This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The CDC has new and more strict guidelines for healthcare workers who might wind up treating Ebola patients. Hospitals across the country are gearing up, but as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the health desk at WHYY, these new suggestions, and they are just suggestions so far, might be missing a key step.
When nurse Jessica Burney goes to work these days, she sees something she's not used to.
You see these stacks of these plastic bags that has, you know, the personal protection equipment in it. And it's kind of like this, it's an anticipation of something bad is going to happen, something big and something bad.
Not only are the stacks of gear new, that feeling, the dread that Burney says has crept into the California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco, that's new too.
Looking at this bag, is this going to be enough? Is this going to protect me?
At this point, it's clear if the disease were to spread beyond the two current cases, the people most at risk of contracting Ebola in the U.S. are healthcare workers, namely nurses and orderlies, the people most likely to come into contact with patient fluids. The guidelines released by the CDC are aimed at many of these workers. But you can have all the protocols you want, a room stuffed with gear, and Johns Hopkins Dr. Daniel Barnett says you still may have staff scared stiff. He says he worries hospitals right now are making the same assumption he made about a decade ago.
That people would be willing to come to work, regardless of scenario, regardless of context, regardless of personal and professional obligations given.
But his work in the field he calls psychological preparedness proved him wrong.
We found that a third of hospital workers indicated they'd be unwilling to show up in a severe pandemic.
Barnett, through a randomized controlled trial, found if employers educate their employees about how they fit into the plan to fight the public health threat, those workers are 12 times more likely to clock in. But union president Deborah Berger of National Nurses United says before all that, you've got to remember, some hospitals aren't even covering the basics yet.
They're not even supplying the equipment that would allay the fears of the healthcare workers.
Berger says her members are urging President Obama to make CDC's guidelines mandatory. With some 5,000 hospitals, she worries about a patchwork of practices that could leave workers at risk and scared. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.